This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A federal appeals court has ruled today that two reporters must testify before a federal grand jury investigating news leaks. The three-judge panel ruled in a case involving reporters from Time magazine and the New York Times. The case involves allegations that the news leaks revealed a covert CIA operative's identity in 2003. The people following this case include Kelly McBride. She's of the Poynter Institute, a school for journalists in St. Petersburg, Florida, and she's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
And first off, let's talk about the essential legal question that was addressed by the appeals court today.
Well, the appeals court is saying that these two reporters are not protected, that the First Amendment does not protect them from having to reveal their source in a grand jury investigation.
And we should mention that this has to do with the leaking of the name of Valerie Plame. She is the wife of Joseph Wilson, a former U.S. ambassador who was criticizing the Bush administration, and it's alleged that her name was leaked to a number of reporters, one of whom published the name, and that she was outed as a CIA operative as a result. That's the essential case here.
Yeah, that's the case. And it's interesting that neither of these two reporters, Matthew Cooper of Time magazine or Judith Miller of the New York Times, were the ones who outed her. Yet they are the ones fighting this case. And the U.S. attorney hasn't really explained why that is. We don't know if the initial reporter has already testified before the grand jury. That would be Robert Novak. Or if Matthew Cooper and Judith Miller have additional sources that the U.S. attorney is after.
Now, a little bit of the legal background here. Reporters like to keep their sources confidential when they can. We're finding out that the three-judge panel is saying that these two reporters cannot keep their sources confidential in effect. They must testify before a grand jury. Does that break any new legal ground?
You know, this has been a back-and-forth issue for years in the courts. What's unusual about this case is the players and the level that it has risen to in the court system. And what's significant, I think, is the attention that this case is getting will undoubtedly have an impact on journalists everywhere and even their level of comfort in promising sources confidentiality. There aren't many journalists who would look forward to going to prison for 18 months.
You said it's been back and forth, but hasn't the Supreme Court said, essentially to reporters in the past, sorry, there's no constitutional right to keep your sources private?
They have, but they've also established a test that the judiciary is supposed to use for determining when it is appropriate to go after a confidential source. And I'm not a legal scholar, but the test essentially says that the reporter has to be the only source of that information and that the information has to be crucial to the case that the court is trying to establish.
Two questions very quickly. Is it unusual that investigators would go after so many reporters to this degree?
Yes, particularly since they were not the reporters who published the information.
And what choice remains for these two reporters who've been ordered to testify?
Well, they can go back to the source and ask the source if he or she will release them from the confidentiality arrangement. They can testify or they can go to prison.
Well, we'll see what happens next. Kelly, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.